The Rambam says, after he brings the Maisa that they found the Pach Shemin, so says the Rambam, because of this, the Chacham were saying, Shmeinis Yom Ha'ilu, Shetchilasun Milel Chamisha V'Esrim B'Kislev, Yimei Simcha V'Halel, says the Rambam, because of the Nes, they found the Pach Shem, and therefore they were misakin that from the 25th of Kislev, there's going to be 8 days of Yimei Simcha V'Halel. U'malikim Em Neirais, and so forth. So the Rambam adds in the word Simcha. He says it's a day of Simcha and Halel. So there's really two questions in the Rambam. First of all, what's the nature of the Simcha? What kind of Simcha? What does he mean by Yimei Simcha? And second of all, what's the makor of the Rambam? Where does the Rambam get it from that there's Yimei Simcha when it comes to Hanukkah? So if you have the sheets over here, if we take a look at the next Maran Mokum on the sheet, which is the Tor brings the Maran Mirotenberg, it's one of the Rishonim, and he says, Shariboy Asuda Shemarbim Hen and Sudas Rishus. He says the fact that people are Marbin Asuda on Chanukah, that's Sudas Rishus. There's no mitzvah to be Marbin Suda on Chanukah. It's not like a Yontif where there's a din of Suda. There's no such din on Chanukah. And it's only a Rishus. Shlokavu ela lahalel ulahaydais v'loy mishta v'simcha. That's the sheet of the Maran Mirotenberg. The Bach, one of them before Shem on the tour on the side. So he brings other Rishonim that argue. First of all, he says, Linyan halacha nira lani esdaiti delay kamaram. Says the Bach, it appears to me not like the Maran. Deminig zeh shemarbin besuda kfar nagubo g'doyle hador akadmainim. It's already from the G'dayle Yador from before, we're already knowing that there's a mitzvah of Suda on Chanukah. Umar Shalkas of Gamkein, Demeramba Mashma, Dimei Simchahen. And the Marshal says, Meduik from the Rambam, that it's Taki Yimei, that it's Yimei Simchahen. Meaning it's Yimei Simcha that's Mechayiv in a Suda. So he's Meduik from the Rambam, not like the Rambam in Rottenberg. The Taki Yechayiv in a Suda. Vechen Kasav Amordechai Aruch. And he brings other Rishai to the Barash Miostreich, the Chanukah Yishlidok Simcha Mishta V'chein Bucha K'tas Barambam. So it seems to be a machlokes. What is this din of Simcha and Ram? The Ram Rottenberg says it's Lahalal Hoydois, but there's no din of Suda on Chanukah. Mashain Kain, the Bach, who brings the Marshal, the Mordechai, and other Rishai, and say, no, there is a din of Simcha on Chanukah. So there's a machlokes, what does it mean by Simcha? What is the din of Simcha on Chanukah? So brought down in the Sefer on Chanukah, he brings down B'Shem the Brisker Rav, that when the Rambam says Yimei Simcha, he doesn't mean Yimei Simcha of Mishte, of Suda, but rather what he means Yimei Simcha is, there's a thing called the Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus means there's certain days or Yom Tovim, that it was usher to make a tainus and a hesped. And what the Rambam means, that Yimei Simcha, he just simply means that it's a day that's usher to make a tainus and a hesped. That's what he means by Yimei Simcha. But it doesn't mean that you have to go ahead and add Simcha, make a Suda, make a Mishta, and so forth. And the truth of the matter is, it's very meduyik. There's a Rashi in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah brings a pasuk, and it's very meduyik. Because you would say, why is that called Yimei Simcha? I'm just not making a Titus and Hesed. Why is that called Yimei Simcha? But as a Gemara in Megillah, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Yud Chesem and Beis, brings a Pasuk in Zechariah. And it says in the Pasuk, Koyamar Hashem Tzvakos, Tzoyim Haravi, V'tzoyim Achamishi, V'tzoyim Ashvi, V'tzoyim Asiri, Yia Lebeis Yehuda, L'Sasun U'L'Simcha. It's talking about fast days. It says there are going to be days of Sasun V'Simcha. So the Gemara asks Astira. The Gemara says, on the one hand, Karilu Tzayim, Vekarilu Sosim V'Simcha. You're calling it a fast day, you're calling it Sosim V'Simcha. So Rashi over here says, Hayul Sosim V'Simcha, Le Osir Behesped B'Tainis. In other words, you can't call it a Tzayim because Sosim V'Simcha. Sosim V'Simcha is Le Osir Behesped B'Tainis. So it's a steer in the Pasuk. But you see that Sosim V'Simcha means that it's Osir and Hesped and Tainis. And that's Pshat in the Brisker Rav. So it comes out at the end of the day that we have two Pshatim. And what does it mean, Yimei Simcha? Does Yimei Simcha just merely mean And Lachartz, you know, does Yimei Simcha just merely mean that I can't be sad? I can't make a tainis, I can't make a hespit? Or does Yimei Simcha mean that I have to add Simcha? I have to add a Suda, I have to have Yimei Mishta? What does it mean by Simcha? That's what it comes out to, Pshatim, what it means by Simcha.
That's what it means, then why does the Rambam continue to say it?
And Achanami, he's defining the Yimei Simcha. The Yimei Simcha is that it's Asur Basim. That's good for the Brisker of Rings from the Hemshech of the Rambam. That's good for the Yimei Simcha. This comes out two Pshatim in the Rambam. What's the Makor of the Rambam? So the Makor of the Rambam Pashtus is the Gemara. The Gemara, the famous Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, My Chanukah. The Tanur Rabbanan, B'kafei B'kislev, Yomi D'Chanukah. You can follow on the sheets, you have them. Yomi D'Chanukah, Tamni Inon, it's 8 days, the Lomisbud behind, the Lisanis behind. This brisa, or this brisa that the Gemara is bringing down, really comes from Maseches Tainis. That these are the days that it's usher to be Misana. That's what it says. Usher lemisbud behind, usher lisanis behind. Shekin nichlus v'yavon, and we all know the story. Lehechal timu kol hashmanim shebehechal. Ukeshegavr malchus beis kashmanim v'nitzchum badku v'lo matzah l'pachechad shel shemen. Shemurach b'chaisama shekolein gadol v'ayubay lahadlik yom echad. Nasa b'oneis v'ilik menesh shmanis yomim. L'shana acheres. Says the Gemara, Kavim v'asim yamim toivim v'halal v'hodah. Very strange Gemara. So it says the next year, well, Shana Acheres, Lav Dafka, the next year it says Shana Acheres, Kavim yamim toivim, they were kaveh, that it's a yontif in halal and hodah. So we understand halal and hodah. What does it mean, Kavim yamim toivim? They made it a yontif. What kind of yontif is it? So Rashi's bothered by this. Rashi says, Laisha surim b'malacha. Says Rashi, doesn't mean a yontif. Yontif automatically conjures up that it's asur b'malacha, like a yontif. Says Rashi, no. Shlo nikvel ikras halel v'leimer al anisim b'hodah. So Rashi says it was only nikva to be kaira halel and al anisim b'hodah. Say this, they were misakin, you have to say halel, you have to say al anisim b'hodah. Why did they have to make it a yontif? What does it mean they made it a yontif? What's the fact they made it a yontif? So according to the Brisker Rav, like we explained, it means they made it a yontif. It means they made it a day that's usher and hesped and tainus. That's what it means they made it a yontif. And that's called a yontif. It's like you said, it's called Yimei Simcha. That's when it's a yontif, it's usher behesped hodah. I saw brought down in the same sefer on Yonei Chanukah Purim that he wanted to taina, that the pshat is like this. They couldn't just stam be misakin to say halel. Halel has to come from a day that's mechayev and halel. It has to be a yom that's mechayev and halel. So they didn't just say this, Chanukah is a regular day, and we made a takana that you should make halav ahidah. No, they had to make the day into a yontif. Now the day is a yontif, therefore the yontif, mitzah the yontif, kimechayev and halav ahidah. And he brings a raya to this, from the fact that later on the Rambam brings all the days, we'll see in a minute, the Gemara in Erechin. The Rambam brings all the days that a person says halal, and the shaila is, how come we don't say halal on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? And the Rambam says the reason you don't say halal on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is because it's a day of tshuva, of pachad, and yira. Therefore, it's not a day of simcha. So you see, Taka, that you need a day of simcha in order to say halal, because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you don't say halal. So therefore, he learns that's the makor of the Rambam, that it's a day of simcha. I have to make it a yontif. And the yontif, according, would mean a yontif with aladin a yontif. It has to have simcha's yontif. And therefore, it's a day that's mechayev and halal v'hodah. And that was the takana. And that's why the Gemara says, Kavim, it's a yontif that's mechayev in halav avodah, and they just didn't make stamat takan of halav avodah. That's what he wants to say. But lechayra, if you learn the Gemara in Erechin, we have on the sheets, lechayra, it's beferish in the Gemara, not that way. The Gemara in Erechin discusses all the days that we say halal. And the Gemara says that there's 18 days shegoyim memes a halal. Now, the Olam should know, we say halal, for example, on Rosh Chodesh, that's not really called halal. It's called Chatzi Halel. There's even a suffix. You're supposed to make a brach on it. Halel is only when we say the complete Halel, which is Halel like we say on Chanukah. A Halel, when you say those extra two paragraphs in Halel, that's called Halel. That's called Halel Shalim. So the Gemara says there's 18 days in the year in Eretz Yisrael that you say Halel, 8 days of Chanukah, 8 days of Sukkis, 1 day of Pesach, and 1 day of Shavuos. It's 18 days. And the Gemara says in Chutzar, so you have another 3 days. It's an extra day of Sukkis, an extra 3 days, one for Sukkis, one for Pesach, and one for Shavuos, you have 21 days. And those are the days that you say halal. So the Gemara goes through, the Gemara asks, why don't I say halal on Shabbos? Say halal on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, because Shabbos is lay yikri ma'id. In order to say halal, you have to be yikri ma'id. Says the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh is yikri ma'id, so why don't you say halal on Rosh Chodesh? Says the Gemara, it's yikri ma'id, but it's not asur b'malacha. So therefore, in order to say Hallel, it has to be a yontif that's called Ma'id, and therefore Lapuke Shabbos. It has to be Asr b'Malacha Lapuke Rosh Chodesh, and therefore only on a yontif, which is a regular yontif, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, those are days that you say Hallel. Then the Gemara asks, okay, that's all fine. Then the Gemara asks, why not Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Alright, Lechari, that's a yontif that's also been malacha. So on that, the Gemara says, because those Sifrei, the Gemara says, right, Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim, Sucha Mefanecha, Vishalim, Rim Shiri. You can't say Shira because it's the day of Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim. Like we said, it's the day of Pachad, it's the day of Yira, it's not a day. Then the Gemara says, Aiva, Chanukah, Delav Hachi, Velav Hachi. Chanukah is neither. Chanukah is not a yontif. It's not called Ma'ed. It's not Asr b'Malacha. So how can you say Hallel on Chanukah? Says the Gemara, Mishum Nisa. I say Hallel on Chanukah because of the Nes. Then the Gemara says, because of the Nes, you just say on Purim, and the Gemara gives an answer. So the Chayyav, what the Gemara is telling me, that there's two different separate Mechayivim to say Hallel. There's a Chayyav mitzad the yontif. There's days that are Mechayiv in Hallel. And if it's a yontif, it's Ikri Ma'ed and Asr b'Malacha, that's a day that's Mechayiv in Hallel. Right? And then there's a Nes. And Chanukah is not a date, it's Mechayev and Hallel, but because of the Nes that happened on Chanukah, so therefore that's why you say Hallel, that's what the Gemara is saying. So now we're back to our question. So why do they have to be Kaveya Chanukah to be Yomim Toivim to say Hallel the Hodah? There was a Nes, and therefore also the Nes, they can be Kaveya to say Hallel. Why do I need it to be a Yontif? And Lechari, the answer, I need a Yomim to be Mechayev and Hallel. Lechari, that's not true. So, and Lechari, that, in other words, that pshat that we're saying, that I don't need a yontif, l'char, that's all according to the pshat, that the yontif means to be marben simcha. But l'char, the brisker rub pshat still works. In other words, it's true that I don't need a yontif, but l'char, it can't be a sad day that you're going to be misak and hala. L'char, if it's a day that you can be maspid and tainis, l'char, that's something that goes against saying halal. If it's a day that I can make, so if it's a yontif means just that it's osir behesbid v'tainis, and that's what it means by yontif, l'char, that stims. And therefore, now it's a day that I can say Hallel, because it's not negative, right? It's not a day that's a sad day. And a sad day is something that's anti-Hallel. That I can understand. Aber Lechari, don't need there to be an extra simcha on the day in order to say Hallel, because I'm saying Hallel mitzad the Nes. And by the way, these two dinim of saying Hallel mitzad the Yontif mitzad the Nes, there's a very beautiful piece that Rabbi Aaron Cutler has. He says, there's a famous Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah asks the following. The Gemara in Megillah says that Bikshu Malachi by Yamsuf, it says Bikshu Malachi Ashar Yislam Shira, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Maisa Yadai Toivim B'Yam V'Atem Arim Shira. That's what the Gemara says. The Beis Yosef brings that reason why we don't say Hallel on Shvi Yishal Pesach. Because since Maisa Yadai Toivim B'Yam V'Atem Arim Shira is a reason not to say Hallel. There was a Gemara over here that I skipped. The Gemara asked, in this Gemara in Erech, we talked about the 18 days that you say Hallel. So the Gemara says, how come all days of Sukkot you say Hallel and all days of Pesach you don't? Pesach is only counted as one. Sukkot is eight. What's the difference? So says the Gemara, the difference is because Sukkot, every day is a different korban. And Pesach is one korban for every day. Meaning every day of Sukkot is kilo, since it's a different korban, is kilo a different yontif. So for every day is a day that's Mechayev and Hallel. Mashenkin Pesach, since it's the same korban, is kilo a hemshich. Right? So, ask Rabbi Aaron a question. The Beis Yosef brings the other reason why I don't say Hallel on Shvi Yishal Pesach. Because Maisa Yadai Toivim B'Yam V'Atemor M'Shiri, he can't say Hallel. But the Gemara says the reason you don't say Hallel, Shvi Yishal Pesach is the same Korban as the first day of Pesach. So why does, and the Gemara brings another reason. So why does the Beis Yosef bring this reason? Says Rabbi Aaron, very beautiful, because we learned in the Gemara there's two Mechayivim for Hallel. There's a Mechayiv for Hallel Mitzad Yontif. So from mitzad the yontif, and then I say it's not chalup b'korban oseyem. So therefore, that's not a reason to say. But l'char shvi shal pesach mitzad the neis, I should say hallel. Comes on that. The Beis Yosef brings down ma'isi yaday tav b'yam. It's a neis, but the neis has in it with the destruction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bria. So therefore, the neis is not a neis. It's mechayev hallel. Good. But I'll call upon him. L'char comes out from the gemara, but the neis of Chanukah is yerchayev hallel. So therefore, l'chayra, I don't need it to be a yontif. So we're back to our question. So why were there kavim yomim toivim b'hallel v'odah? So what I was thinking to say is perhaps we can say the following. The Emek Bracha is talking about simchas yontif. We know there's a din of simcha and yontif. Yontif, there's a din of simcha, that a person's supposed to eat basar, and it says you're supposed to give the adults what they like, you're supposed to give the women, supposed to buy clothes, supposed to give the children candies, and so forth. There's din of simchas yontif. And ask the Emek Bracha, it's on, this, on the second half, if you turn over the page, ask the Emek Bracha the following question. Ach tzarech iyun, what is the gvul, what is the getter of simchas yontif? What's the getter? How far do I have to go to simchas? How happy should I be on yontif? What's the din of simchas? How happy should I be on yontif? So says the Emek Bracha, he brings another Gemara in Erechin that was also on the sheets. The Gemara in Erechin is talking about the din of saying shira. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yudamar, it's on the first side of the sheet, on the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yudamar, show me nine l'ikr shira min atayra. And shira over here is referring to halel that I say on yontif. Minayin liker shira min atayra. And the Gemara brings various psukim. First it means, shenemar v'sheiris b'shem Hashem Elokav, and then the Gemara asks on that. Then the Gemara says, Rav Mas nomer mihacha takas asher lo avaritas Hashem Elokecha b'simcha u'betoiv levav. Because you weren't oivet Hashem b'simcha u'betoiv levav, so therefore, ezoi avaitas b'simcha u'betoiv levav v'yomer shira. There's an avaita that's called besimcha, but when a person's happy and he's content and he has he feels good, right? He has a certain internal happiness, toiv levav, he's feeling content. On that, that's called shira. Frakti gemara ve'im divrei tyra, maybe divrei tyra. Says more no. To see pekudei Hashem yeshara mesamche lev. Tyra is called mesamche lev. Ikri toiv lev lo ikri. There's a samche lev and there's a toiv lev. Toiv lev is a person's like, he's satisfied. He's felt, you know, like after the chal and Shabbos afternoon. That's called a toiv lev. You know, that's a toiv lev. That's a toiv lev. Veima bikurim, says the Gemara. Deceiva samachta b'chala toiv. Toiv ikri, toiv lev av lo ikri. So Gemara says there's different levels, right? There's simcha, there's toiv, and there's toiv lev av. And in order to be mechayiv and shira, therefore you need all three. Now Rashi over here says on the Gemara, Ein adam shar shira elam b'toich simcha v'toiv levav, says Rashi. This is the Rashi on the Gemara on Erechin. A person, in order to say shira, needs simcha v'toiv levav. Mestam, the pshat is like this. Shira is not just something that you turn on. I need to sing, I sing. No, shira has to be an expression of an internal simcha that the person has, and that's bursting out, it's coming out, it's coming. No, it's an expression of something that's inside, and I yidei the shira, I'm taking that inside simcha, and I'm bringing it out. So therefore, I have to be, says Rashi, in adam shar shira, let me take simcha v'toiv levav. I have to have the simcha v'toiv levav in order to do the shira. The shira is not just some external thing. Right? You turn it on, you say, no. It's an expression of an internal simcha. That's what shira is. So perhaps we can say, based on this, so the Emek Bracha wants to say that that's the pshat on yontif. On yontif, I have to reach that madrega, that I'm so sameach on yontif, ad kedei kach, then I'm going to reach some level of shira that taka that's going to burst out, the shira that's inside of me, that's going to burst out, and that's the shira. But I think if that's the pshat, then shira by definition needs simcha. Not like we said before that I need a yontif to be mechayev. Avadi the mechayev of shira and halal on Hanukkah, avadi the mechayev is the nes. The nes says I have to say shira, but I have to be in a proper frame of mind in order to say shira. So therefore, what do they do? Kavim yamim toivim. They were kaveh that it's a yontif, and we're going according to those sheets. Yontif means that there's a riboy suda. Yontif means that something's going to put me in the proper frame of mind, that I'm going to be mesameach, and since now I'm going to be mesameach, so therefore now I can say a proper shira. So avadi, I don't need the yontif to be mechayev the shira, to be mechayev the halal. Avadi, the halal on Chanukah is mitzad neis. Aber the Chachamim wanted to put us in a proper frame of mind. Halavai, maybe just the Nes itself, I could reach that level. But the Chachamim said, will be Kaveh, that it's a Yontif. It's Yimei Simcha. And like they were Medayik from the Rambam, and therefore there's a Riboy, Surah and Mishnah. And therefore that's going to put me, Kilo, in the proper frame of mind. So therefore, else the Chiyuv of Halal that there is on Chanukah, that's Kilo Mechai of the Simcha. So that's why the Chachamim, perhaps we can explain, that's why the Chachamim were Kaveh, that should be Yimei Simcha. May Simcha and Yontif. I was thinking to say also, you know, Rashi says, if we're talking about the Shira, is something that has to be an expression of an internal joy that comes out. Taichir Leiv, it's very fascinating. Rashi says in Chumash, on the Shir of Oz Yashir Maisha, Rashi says, Allah Beliba Lahashir, says Rashi. And everyone talks about why it's about Allah Beliba Lahashir. But it could be that's the pshat, because Shira, by definition, has to be something, it's taka Allah Beliba. It has to be something that's coming mitaych Leiv and has to come out. We know Chazal tell us that Chizkiyo HaMelech, for example, they wanted to make a Mashiach. Why didn't they make a Mashiach? Because Leomar Shira. He didn't say Shira. That's what Chazal say. He didn't say Shira, so why didn't he say Shira? He could have been Mashiach, he just needed to say Shira. Terah says, you can't just stop to say Shira. It's not just something stop that you turn on and you say Shira. Shira has to be an expression of, he had to recognize, right? He had to recognize it, be in a state where he recognized the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll get to in a minute, and therefore it had to be something that's coming from an internal state where you can express Shira. You can't just say Shira. Therefore, he didn't reach that level of Akara, and therefore that's why he wasn't Mashiach.
What's not
like
the Shayna? The Rambam
holds
you need
a
simcha to get to this level?
No, so the Shayna is when the Chacham were Mesakin, it was right. No, it comes, no, we're saying in the Rambam, there's two ways to learn the Rambam.
The Shayna are in the Rambam, well, they don't need the simcha.
No, everyone holds that you need some level. In other words, everyone holds that at the very least, like the Brisker Rav says, that it can't be Yom Tainus Vehespid. Right.
You get to this Darga of the Shira.
Right, so some hold in Achanami that the Chacham didn't make a special takana to get there, and some say. No, yeah, you can get there in Mikoy Chanes. I didn't need a special takana for that. Yeah, right. Lechar, that gufa could be right. Could, that gufa might be the Machlokes. So is they're holding the Bechanaka gufa in a Chanami, or they say no, the Nes itself. I'll get there. Yeah, I don't think it's the Machlokes. Why I need that level? Everyone holds you need that level. The Shaila is just what the Chacham did they enhance that? Did they bring that and make that part of Chanukah in order to enhance it? Or no, mitzad the Nes itself. It just shouldn't be a day of hesped v'tainus. Now the din, so that's the din of Simcha and Yatav. Now the Simcha and Yatav we're saying is bringing out Hallel. What is the din of Hallel? We know that Chanukah is a day. It's considered those days that of the 18 days that's kaveh that we're goymer ben as a Hallel and we're goymer as a Hallel. We saw the Gemara because of the Nes. So the. Question is like this. Start like this. The Gemara says, my Chanukah, what's Chanukah? And the Gemara asks, Eizen Nes Kavu? What was the Nes that they used to be Kaveya Chanukah? Lachar, we all know the famous question. The Gemara talks about the Nes of the Pach Shemen, and the Gemara doesn't talk about the Nes of the Milchama. We opened up all the Al Nisim, and all we hear is the Nes of the Milchama. How come the Gemara in Shabbos doesn't bring the Nes of the Pach Shemen? How come the Nes of the Milchama? How come it only brings the Nes of the Pach Shemen? So we can explain as follows. The Gemara is coming to tell me that they were kovim, like we said, may yom tovim b'halal v'hoda. So coming to tell me they were misakin Chanukah. The Chanukah is a day of yonta for halal and for hoda. So the ikur vort of Chanukah is to be mahalal tashem. We know that's the ikur tachlis of Chanukah. These are days of lahalal l'hoidos. The Emek Bracha discusses what is the din of halal. When do we say halal? We know that we say Hallel, like we said, when there's a Nes. Why do we need a Nes to say Hallel? Hare, we say in Davening, Niflaisekov, and Nisekh Shabachol Yom Imanu, every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that we get up in the morning, the fact that we breathe, the fact that we walk, everything is a Nes. So why do I say Hallel every single day? Right? There's Nisekh Shabachol Yom Imanu. Why do I need a special Nes in order to say Hallel? Say Hallel every single day. So the answer is Emek Bracha. He says, He Gufa. The pshat is that since there's a regular order in the world, and you don't necessarily see the Yad Hashem, Avadi were Ma'amina b'nei Ma'amina, we understand that there's a Yad Hashem in the world. We understand that everything that we get, everything that Kadosh Baruch gives us is really a Nes. But you don't see the Nes. When you see a specific Nes, when you see the Yad Hashem, when it's overt, that's when they were Mesakin Hallel. When it's specifically you see the Yad Hashem in an open manner, that's when they Mesakin Hallel. If that's the case, so perhaps we can understand, that's why the Gemara says, my Chanukah. It says, Rashi, is a Nes Kavua. The Nes of the Milchama, that it was a big Nes. Rabban Bam Natim, Tmei Biyat Tahirim, Rishayim Biyat Tzadikim, it's all a big Nes. But it's not necessarily a Nes where I see clearly the Yad Hashem. You know, we had an Eretz Yisrael, we had the Six-Day War. Some people saw the Yad Hashem, and some people explained, you know, it's Chas V'Shalom, but, right? It wasn't a Nes where it was absolutely clear that you saw the Yad Hashem. And in order to say Halal, I need a Nes. And therefore, the Nes of the Pach Shemen, that was a Nes that was very clear that this is the Yad Hashem. Therefore, that was the Nes that they used in order to be Kaveya the Halal. Dafka that Nes. And I was thinking to add, based on what we said earlier, L'char, there's another problem with the Nes of the Milchama. The Nes of the Milchama, just like we said that you can't say Hallel by the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf, because Maisa Yadai Toivim B'yam, L'char, by the Milchama also, Hare, the Yavanim were killed. The Yavanim aren't any worse than the Mitzrim. L'char, the Mitzrim, is Maisa Yadai Toivim B'yam, we're talking about the Mitzrim. So a Nes that comes about through somebody else getting destroyed, somebody else getting killed, that's not a Nes that I can be Misakan Hallel for. So what the Gemara is asking, why talk am I Misakan Hallel? So Gemara says, Misakan Hallel because of the Nes of the Pach Shemen. That's the Hallel that I'm Misakan.
It's another chance why I don't say Hallel in
Perk. What? Yeah, but over there, I hear, it could be. The Gemara doesn't say that reason. That's a problem. That's a kasha. The Gemara says two other reasons. You're right. Look, that's a stupid kasha. Over here, so it wasn't Nesu the Melchama. Yeah, but over here, Kenzai, could be.
It's an inappropriate time, because you're still a time of harvest. It's like someone who's inappropriate.
So, but I'll call upon him, certainly for the other reason, maybe this reason too, but certainly for the other reason, you need a nace niggle in order to say Hallel. If you take a look at the Rambam, the lush of the Rambam that we started with is very interesting. If you take a look at the Rambam says, if you go back up to the top, you may simcha v'hallel, and the Rambam goes on, manlikim bem aneris be'erav al pischei abatim b'kol laila v'laila mishmonas halelos laharais ulegalos hanes. So the Rambam adds in, you know, he makes it like one hemshich. He says they were misakin simcha and hallel, and manlikim neiris. It doesn't say, in the Gemara it says they were misakin, it yamim toivim b'halo v'hoda. Right? The Rambam says, simcha v'halo u'madlikim neiros. The Gemara doesn't say that over there in this piece of Gemara. And the Rambam says, manlikim neiros l'haroisu l'galas hanes. That the neir itself is l'haroisu l'galas hanes. It sounds a little bit, there is a shita that's brought down. There's a shita of Daniel Abavli that's brought down in the tshuva to the son of the Rambam. And he taka says that your mekayim taka halal ayidei that luchas ner, because the whole point of the halal we said you only can make halal when I have an ace nigla, and therefore the whole point is to be mahalal takadosh baruch hu that he does nisim for us. So the ner chanukah is gufa echatimtsu to be megala that nace. Therefore the ner chanukah kilu is a type of a halal, and it could be that's why I saw it brought down in the Harei Kedem. It says that's why Taka we say Haneros Halalu Anachnu Madlikim after you light the candles, you say Haneros Halalu because you're Taka Mahalel while you day the candles. With Kidu the candles is a Hemshich of the Halal. So therefore the way the Rambam is learning is the Takan in the Gemara to say Halal was a Takan in the Gemara to first of all to say Halal but also to be Mahalel while you day the Ma'isa Mitzvah of Alakas Ner Chanukah, and together with that then we have a Halal. So, Bekitzer, just to do a quick summation, is it comes out that we have two shitas of what's the din of Simcha. It comes out that we have the Takana, Be'ikr of Chanukah, is a Hechatimta to do Halal, and even if you hold it, the Simcha is a Simcha of Riboy Suda, like we said, it was all Hechatimta in order to do Halal. And it could be that the Nerechana is also Halal. Just to end with the end where it says with the Halacha L'maisa. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, if you take a look at the end, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Mechaber Paskins, like the Maharam Rottenberg, Riboy Asudah Shemar B'Mem Sudah Sereshus, Shalok Kavum B'Mishtav V'Simcha, says the Shulchan Aruch Taka, there is no Din Simcha on Purim. On Chanukah, thank you. V'Yeshayim R'Sheyesh K'tzas Mitzvah B'Riboy Sudas, and some say Taka that there is a K'tzas Mitzvah. And now it's interesting because the Rama says there's Yesh Omer that there's Ktas Mitzvah Suda. Mishun de Ba'isa Yomim Haya Chanukas HaMizbeach. He says a completely different reason, not Nogea to what we're talking about, and wasn't really Nogea to those we saw in the Bach because they were all Medayikit from the Rambam. They're saying a completely different reason because it was Zman of Chanukas HaMizbeach and that's Zman of Simcha. V'noigim Leimar Zbiros V'shvachas B'suda Shemar B'behem. V'azavi Suda's Mitzvah. Since it's only a Miksa Suda, so therefore we have to add Shirim. And I just want to end, if you go all the way down to the Bir Halacha, the very famous Bir Halacha, says the Bir Halacha, V'noigim leimer zmiras ha-shishpachos, says the Bir Halacha, take a look at the Marshal, Ayin B'tshuvas Marshal, Shekasu shiroish ha-simcha teimu revis ublula b'simchas Torah. That the simcha that you have by Chanukah should be mu'ura b'simchas Torah. V'al tevata mikviyuscha ad kan l'shoinoi. U'ba'avoinoi seinu harabim. Yesh anoshim shetacha zmiros v'sishpachos shiroi lahalal Hashem yisporach al anisim. Instead of the shiros v'sishpachos, she'asolano hem marbim b'schech ha-kartin. They play with cards, a face. V'har behirishu asor makdoishim al zeh, v'ashoimer nafsho yirchach mizeh. Freilich ha-Chanukah.
Beautiful.
Joe Jordan.
Sorry. Yes, Ramban brings in the mitzvah of Halal on Yontif. The Bahad says there's a mitzvah of Halal.
Right.
So the Ramban says he brings a raya from this Gemara in Erchim.
Yeah,
that
stop.
That,
right,
that
Ramban is safe from mitzvah.
Yeah, Taka